And right now, a very special guest. We broadcast, as you know, from the 102.9 FM studios right on here, Ontario Street, in the Heritage District of Collingwood. You hear us on 96.3 in Toronto and 103.1 in Cobourg throughout the GTA in Eastern Ontario. And today, we're going to talk with the General Manager of the Collingwood Downtown Business Improvement Area, BIA, Sue Nicholson. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Whoops, I should turn your microphone on. That would work better. I'm new at this job. I need to be retrained every day.
It's nice to see you.
Thank you. Okay, so here we go. We're going to talk about the work you do supporting and promoting small independent businesses and creating just so many magnificent activities throughout the summertime here in Collingwood. And we invite everybody from Toronto, from Cobourg, all over the province to come and see just what a happening town this is. Let's start with Art on the Street. It's underway and it goes right through to October.
It does. Yes, it's an initiative that we've done for several years where we commission artists to paint. We call them Georgian Bay chairs. They're the Muskoka style chair. This year the theme is Downtown Through the Decades. So we have people that they're not here anymore, stores that aren't here anymore. The artists just came to the challenge and did a wonderful job. And we put them on the street for the entire season. And people get to enjoy the art as well as get to enjoy the fact that there's extra places to sit.
Yeah, just sit in the most. And there's about 50 area artists that got involved.
That's right.
Lots to see. And just as you're walking around, okay, I'm going to take a break.
And if you have a favorite, we auction them off at the last farmer's market of the season. So in Thanksgiving weekend, come on up and bid.
We're going to come to that farmer's market in more detail in a few minutes. Tell me about the local live lunch project, which is June 27th to August 29th.
Every Wednesday. This event is aimed at the locals, but a lot of our tourists, the tourists that visit, love it as well. It's midweek. We encourage everyone who works downtown or is downtown shopping to gather between 3rd and 4th Street, right on here, Ontario Street. We put up a stage, sound production, have local musicians entertain for an hour and a half, and one of our local restaurants each week provides the lunch. It's usually around $10. It's cheap and cheerful, but amazing food using local produce and products.
And where else can you get lunch for $10?
That's right. And it's a great time to network, to get out of that office. Don't brown bag it that week or that day. Just come out and enjoy, listen to the music. And some of the musicians that entertain are unbelievable, all local, and they really enjoy taking part in this event.
As always, big plans for the Canada Day weekend, the Collingwood Festival.
That's right. We always try to celebrate Canada Day, regardless of when it falls within the week. This year, it's great. It's a weekend, so we'll start off on June 30th with some entertainment. We have stilt walkers. We have a lumberjack show. Of course, the farmers market will have some special activities. We have lots of children's centers. And then we follow that on Sunday with the traditional pancake breakfast in front of Town Hall with our mayor and council helping to serve and to flip pancakes. And at noon, we have done this for many, many years. It was an initiative of the Rotary Club here. We ask people to gather in front of the federal building and affirm their Canadian citizenship.
And you can be from anywhere.
That's right.
In the province, anywhere in Canada. And you can be part of this citizenship reaffirmation ceremony. And the town crier shows up.
That he certainly does. And it's set up exactly like a citizenship court. So you really feel part of the process. You get a certificate from our MP afterwards confirming that you you did take part in the ceremony. And then we treat everyone to a free piece of birthday cake. Courtesy of Loblaw Great Food. And it is put on a 4x8 sheet of plywood. So this is a very large cake.
There are fireworks, 10 o'clock.
There are.
I'm going to be down the waterfront to be involved in that, I know. And then we have our classic movies on the bay that are happening also.
That's right, at the amphitheater.
That's the first one, Casablanca. Collingwood.ca/Canada Day is where you can get all the details because there's just so many things going on. Free concerts, kids' activities, street entertainment, so much more. Find out about that. We move along, and I want to find out more about the Collingwood Street Piano Festival. This is a piece of fun.
It certainly is. We have a local piano. We call him the piano guy. He's a local tuner, and he came to us with this idea a few years ago about putting reconditioned pianos right on the street for people to enjoy. So that launches Civic Holiday Weekend. We usually launch it with some professional entertainers and pianists on the pianos. But you're encouraged all through the month of August and into September to play us a tune. And we have some amazing performances.
I saw some last summer. It was just fantastic. Anybody who's ever taken a piano lesson or maybe studied it for 6-7 years and haven't touched one for a year, doesn't matter. Just walk up, sit down, and there
and
it
play.
Is. It's like riding a bike. You're playing a piano instead.
That's right.
So that's in August, beginning on the weekend of August the 4th. Side launch days in the Harbor Festival. Side launch, very important part of the history of this town.
It certainly is. I mean, that's how we, for over 100 years, there was a shipyard on our waterfront, and they launched the ships sideways.
Stand-up paddling is part of that. You can learn if you've never done it before. There are races for people who are good at it. And I'm not one of them. There's the Side Lodge, Side Lodge Brewing Dockside Bar. Paddle for the Lighthouse. It's a fun paddleboard ride, and the proceeds are going to the very important Nottawasaga Lighthouse Preservation Society. Cable wakeboarding, concerts, more music, kites over Collingwood. What's that?
It's professional kite flyer, huge kites, and it's held at Millennium Park, which is north of the iconic grain terminals. And you can, the children are invited to fly their kites as well, but we have a company that comes up and actually flies kites the size of airplanes.
Wow.
And it's amazing to watch.
We'll look forward to that. And again, go to the website that I just gave to you, and I've lost it, but you know it. It's Collingwood.ca. Basically.
Collingwood.ca or Collingwooddowntown.com. Both of them have all that information.
And it brings us right to where we were headed. The Collingwood Downtown Farmers Market continues until Thanksgiving weekend. It's always been already been underway for a few weeks.
It has, yes. It started the long weekend in May and runs through right through to Thanksgiving. We have more than 70 vendors this year. We completely fill the parking lot at the corner of 2nd and Pine. Runs from 8:30 to 1 every Saturday morning. We have the Magic of Children for the Arts create a have a children's art center there where they teach children how to do different forms of art. We have chef demos where a local chef shows you how to make a recipe using ingredients that you can find at the farmer's market.
Yeah, most important, those ingredients.
That's right.
Fresh, yummy, local, all those good words. Sue Nicholson, General Manager of the Collingwood Downtown Business Improvement Area. Thanks for your visit, and we'll once again tell folks Collingwood.ca is where they can go to get all the information on what's happening here in Southern Georgian Bay. Thanks again.
Thank you.